Technical difficulties have been corrected. We now have rejoined Native Delta.
Is possible.
the National Conference of Catholic Bishops took preliminary action today on a proposed letter dealing with birth control. The vote was so secret that the bishops themselves were not told the outcome. The pastoral letter deals with a Catholic couple's decision to use contraceptives despite a papal ban. The bishops are meeting in Washington. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson will make a 4-day, 6,000-mile cross-country trip next week. It will be her sixth and last major tour. She will emphasize advances in education, faith, health, and urban renewal programs promoted by her husband, President Johnson. The First Lady will go to New Orleans, Cape Kennedy, Denver, and Eureka, California.
Comes up. Why not give it a whirl?
Doesn't sound like a bad idea. thank you very much, Mike. I'm expected with Mike Sherman, your host on Panorama every Saturday afternoon.
Thank you. 54 AM, 99.9 FM, AFBN Saigon.
Are you getting short? Well, if you are, don't forget your whole baggage. If you pack your own shipment, you'll need 6 copies of your orders. If the whole baggage people pack it, you'll need 7 copies. And if you're making an inter-theater transfer, 11 copies. By the way, whole baggage sections in country are called personal property branches. But the mission is still the same.
At 0300 hours, a stiff charge of news censorship at AFVN.
AFBN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Army Specialist Jim Allingham.
Good morning. According to the Associated Press, a television newscaster on the American Forces Vietnam Network in Saigon charged over the air late last night that a broadcaster on the network, and we quote, is not free to tell the truth, unquote. The newscaster, 27-year-old Specialist 5 Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, made the accusation at the end of his 11 p.m. broadcast. As a newsman, and we quote, Specialist Lawrence said, "I am dedicated to giving the public the news and events worldwide and on the local level. I am pledged to tell the truth at all times, and I will always tell the truth, either in the military or as a civilian. In the military in Vietnam, I have found that a newscaster at AFPN is not free to tell the truth, and in essence, to tell it like it is," unquote. Specialist Lawrence said the military assistance command in Vietnam, the overseer of all American forces in the country, and we quote again, has seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely, unquote. A spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment. He said the command was attempting to determine exactly what was said, and that a statement probably would be made later. That story from the Associated Press. An Army investigating team is poking through the hamlet at My Lai in Vietnam to see if Army officers covered up an alleged massacre of civilians by American troops. The team is led by Lieutenant General William Pierce and made a house-to-house search for evidence.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. It's 4 minutes past 5 o'clock.
AFBN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Army Specialist Jim Allingham.
Good morning. Let's break a few moments here at halftime in our game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams to bring you up to date on some of the stories happening in today's news. According to the Associated Press, an American soldier broadcasting on the American Forces Vietnam Network has charged over the air in a newscast that he and others are not free to tell the truth. The 27-year-old newscaster, Specialist 5 Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, said the Military Assistance Command has, in his words, seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely. Lawrence said one soldier who charged there was censorship on the military network is now doing menial tasks in the record library on the FM station, that another broadcaster was sent up country and taken off the air completely. "We have been suppressed," Lawrence said, "and I'm probably in trouble for telling you the truth." The spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment, but a statement would probably be made later. That from the Associated Press. An Army investigating team headed by Lieutenant General William Pierce inspected the ruins of My Lai Hamlet yesterday. The team is seeking information. Once again, recapping some of the stories highlighting today's news, an American soldier broadcasting on the American Forces Vietnam Network here in Saigon has charged over the air in a newscast that he and others are not free to tell the truth. The 27-year-old newscaster, Specialist 5 Bob Barnes of Atlanta, Georgia, said the Military Assistance Command has, in his words, seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely. A spokesman said the U.S. Command would have no immediate comment, but that a statement would probably come later. And in Birmingham, Alabama, a Negro soldier killed in Vietnam last July is being reinterred in a previously all-white cemetery. PFC Bill Terry's mother and 16-year-old wife obtained a court order to bury him in a burial plot near his boyhood home. A brief service was planned for midday after the coffin, that is, was removed from the all-Negro Shadow Lawn Cemetery. We go back to the AFRTS Sports Department in Washington for more halftime commentary in the playoff bowl game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams, with the score Los Angeles 14, Dallas nothing.
Arena of this year now.
A stiff charge of news censorship here in the Republic. A report from ABC newsman John Maher in New York.
An American GI newsman in Saigon says the news in Saigon is being censored. Specialist Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, went on the air tonight, Saigon time, to say that the Armed Forces Network in Vietnam is not free to tell the truth. Lawrence cited three other GI newscasters in Vietnam whom he said had been downgraded for opposing news censorship. So far, no comment from the U.S. command in Saigon on Lawrence's charge of censorship.
That report from ABC newsman John Maher. Chief negotiator of the Paris peace talks, Ambassador Pham Dang Lam, left for Saigon today. It said he'll have a routine discussion with his government before returning to Paris in about 10 days. Vice President Agnew was in Thailand on the latest stop on his Asian tour. CBS News correspondent Bruce Morton reports from Bangkok.
Vice President Cyril Agnew arrived in Bangkok from Taipei today and did a number of things he has done before. He listened to two national anthems at the airport and reviewed a guard of honor there. Then he drove into town in a motorcade, though he must have missed the big crowds, the bands, the dragon dancers he had yesterday in Formosa. There was no real crowd this time, just interested stares from Saturday shoppers. Once arrived, Mr. and Mrs. Agnew and astronaut Eugene Cernan and his wife all went off to the palace to present some slivers of moon. This is the first time they've done that for a king and queen, their majesties, Bulabal and Sonicet. But the slivers of plastic enclosed moon and the little flag which went to the moon have become staples of this journey. That was all for today. Serious talks with this country's political leaders come tomorrow. Bruce Morton, CBS News, Bangkok.
A hijacked Brazilian jetliner, which was grounded in Lima, Peru for 27 hours with a dead battery, has now landed in Panama for refueling before flying on to Cuba. Peruvian officials had a new battery flown in so that the plane could take off. 28 others are aboard the hijacked plane. The hijackers say they will take the two children of a friend who is jailed in Brazil to Cuba and then return to Brazil. The four men and one woman kept 21 passengers and seven crew members at bay with guns during the entire stopover in Peru. New action in the Middle East, a new Israeli raid into Lebanese territory. CBS newsman Gerald Miller reports from Tel Aviv.
An Israeli commando unit moved across the Lebanese border early this morning in a quick reprisal raid for the New Year's Day kidnapping of a Jewish watchman.
Vietnam Radio in South Vietnam. I have heard this newscast by Jim Allingham.
According to the Associated Press, a television newscaster on the American Forces Vietnam Network in Saigon charged over the air late last night that a broadcaster on the network, and we quote, is not free to tell the truth, unquote. The newscaster, 27-year-old Specialist 5 Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, made the accusation at the end of his 11 p.m. broadcast. As a newsman and reporter, Specialist Lawrence said, I am dedicated to giving the public the news and events worldwide and on the local level. I am pledged to tell the truth at all times, and I will always tell the truth, either in the military or as a civilian. In the military in Vietnam, I have found that a newscaster at AFPN is not free to tell the truth, and in efforts to tell it like it is, unquote. Specialist Lawrence said the Military Assistance Command in Vietnam, the overseer of all American forces in the country, and reported again, has seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely, unquote. A spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment. He said the command was attempting to determine exactly what was said, and that a statement probably would be made later.
The night before that newscast, correspondent Frank Mariano talked with Lawrence shortly after Lawrence finished his blast.
Bob, Why did you do what you did tonight?
Well, I've been here for 6 months in the news department, and I've seen the news being suppressed. I've seen it being censored from all levels in our department. I've been told by our officers at MACV and the MACV Office of Information, whom we're directly responsible to, have told us to not use certain films and not use certain stories on the air. And I feel like that after the Mike Maxwell incident, if you're familiar with that, that he charged AFN with censorship, there was time to say something. MACV had an investigation of MACV, and they suggested we would be replaced by competent military personnel, which are the NCOs.
And did any one thing kick this thing off? You performed a coup tonight by doing this on the air. What was the reason for that?
Most recently, Rick Frederickson has been told that he was going up country. Rick is a very dedicated broadcaster, and I felt like that it was just too bad that he couldn't remain here. He only has 2.5 months in country, and they're sending him out to Hontray Island for one of the detachments. And Rick and I worked very close together. And the front office has felt like that Rick and I have been working together late, and we're planning the news possibly. So this is, and then a week ago, Hugh Morgan was sent to one of our detachments. And he was told that he had made a statement concerning Vice President Agnew and introducing an Eric Severide commentary, and that he was going up country for that interview, when we know very well that he interviewed Barry Goldwater and asked Barry Goldwater how he felt about the war. And Barry Goldwater, of course, told it like it was. And the interview received unfavorable comments from McElroy. And Captain Williams, who's our OIC, told me the other day that Hugh Morgan had left us because MACV had requested he be taken off the air, and he is off the air as it actually is at now.
Bob, are you telling it like it is? I mean, have you been telling it like it has been when you've been newscasting on AFN here in Saigon?
I say I've tried to tell it like it is. I've been in hot water in and out of it for putting certain films on and for saying certain things that I didn't.
In your opinion, Bob, is there censorship going on at Armed Forces Vietnam Network here in Vietnam?
Well, I feel that when they tell you not to use particular items, that's censorship as far as I'm concerned.
As of now, Lawrence is under suspension from his job, along with Corporal Thomas Sinkovitz, a sportscaster, who allegedly went along with Lawrence's comments on the air. Lawrence is also now in hot water for allegedly refusing to obey a sergeant's order last December. Lawrence has decided to stand court-martial for that instead of accepting company punishment.
Has won the Pulitzer Prize in international reporting for his exposure of the alleged My Lai massacre. I'm Army Sergeant Bill Clark, and that's AFBN News to this hour. AFBN News, compiled from commercial and military news agencies.
Thank you. receives every hour on the hour. All you have to do is listen.
Next news coming up on this station in just 23 minutes at 5 o'clock. Complete the afternoon.
Reports of hope from the French capital. Good afternoon, this is Army CFC.